are the leaders that we have been waiting for.
UConn students gathered at the Seal on Fairfield Way on Friday to show solidarity with protesters at the University of Missouri. Students at the University of Missouri are protesting racial tensions, which has led to the resignation of the university's president. The Speak Out event was prompted and inspired by the student activism spreading on college campuses across the nation, including Mizzou, Ithaca, and Yale.
So many students throughout the nation were gaining this courage and inspiration to rise up and demand exactly what they should be guaranteed. I think that spoke to me a lot.
That was Julian Rose, a senior who co-organized the event with fellow students Hadia Ali, Genesis Kiles Galarza, Charity Whitehead, and Nicole Simonson. Ali, a sophomore majoring in political science and Africana studies, cited UConn's recent activism as inspiration for the event.
Last year was my freshman year, and I watched so much activism happen on campus. I watched so much initiative and so much determination on behalf of my peers. And I feel like I was cultivated in a space of determination, in a space that wanted to have real change.
The event was two-part, beginning with a speak out and continuing in a march around campus. The crowd was a mix of undergraduate and graduate students, professors, activists, and administration. UConn President Susan Herbst attended the event. She spoke to organizers and students prior to the speak out demonstration.
I mean, I think the more talk we can have is better, the more people tell their stories, about racism, about bigotry, intolerance, the better.
President Herbst cited the recently released UConn Diversity Report as an example of steps the administration is taking in addressing the issues of racism and intolerance on campus. Some speakers later expressed frustration with the administration, questioning whether the resignation of Mizzou President Tim Wolf was the motivating factor behind President Herbst's attendance.
We'll let a president resign from another university for you to come and support other students here.
Student organizer Ali said that there is a space for intersection between student activism and the role of the administration in addressing diversity on campus.
We're not here to reinforce this dichotomy of administration versus students. What we're trying to do is bring them into this space to hear our pain, to hear our very raw stories of institutionalized violence, and to take that back with them, not as an attack, but take it back to them as something they can be thinking about.
The Speak Out event provided a safe space for sharing hurt, acceptance, performances, and art. Many members of Poetic Release delivered powerful and meaningful spoken word.
Still dividing into teeny tiny segregated culture petty groups, but this is curable. This isn't as terminal as television prescribes us to believe. Complacency contends, black lives don't even matter.
Here we are as students spending our free time being offended. We are the future of this nation, but real knowledge is apprehended.
Several faculty members spoke about the importance of protest and solidarity. Students expressed their personal experiences.
I have been subject to racism multiple times on campus.
Being black here on campus is honestly stressing me out.
As some students gathered to speak out, another student on campus took to Yik Yak to anonymously express their views. The post read, "Okay, you blacks had your fun. Now let's switch on over to the real issue. We need to stop the Syrian warlocks from coming in." Omar Alam, a senior, expressed his hurt and frustration in response to this comment.
Hatred is amongst us, guys. This hurts me. Look around you. There is racism there.
This post directly contrasted with the diverse and accepting environment demonstrators were calling for at the event. Julian Rose is optimistic about future change.
There's potential for us to be better. I know that I have a lot of hope. And I think that in spreading that love and spreading that support is one of the most powerful things we can do.
For WHUS News, I'm Mairead Loskey.